This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Shelter strategies are criticized. Critics say Nanaimo's shelter and homelessness strategies need improvement.
Extreme weather shelters in British Columbia provide extra emergency shelter space during periods of winter weather when the health and safety of homeless people is threatened. Nanaimo's low barrier extreme weather shelter was opened earlier this year than in past due to changed weather criteria. Despite the relaxed guidelines, one advocate wants to see a wet weather shelter that is open more often.
Community activist Wallace Millay has been lobbying the city of Nanaimo for a shelter that is open more often or all winter long. He's uploading videos to YouTube and circulating emails calling for a change in approach. The current chair of Nanaimo 710 Club and former candidate for city councillor Gordon Fuller has also expressed concerns about what he says are the failings of Nanaimo's homelessness strategy, including concerns about the extreme weather shelter.
The city of Nanaimo decides what conditions warrant an extreme weather alert, when to open local extreme weather shelters, and how many spaces to make available on any given night. Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter, like many similar shelters across the province, is operated by a community-based group, in this case, the First Unitarian Fellowship of Nanaimo.
We're joined in the studio by Wallace Millay and Gordon Fuller. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wallace, you've been engaged in an ongoing lobbying and awareness effort through email and YouTube postings to try to create change in Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter arrangements. What do you think needs to happen?
Well, this is my third winter lobbying, my third winter also volunteering at the extreme weather shelter. The criteria put forth that's used in this community again this year is arbitrary at best. What's needed here in this community, I'm not asking for a 24/7 permanent shelter or winter shelter. I'm asking that they keep the shelter open from 7 at night till 7 in the morning throughout the winter months. This is not a complex issue if you take the politics out of it. This is the right thing to do for our community. I understand the fear amongst funding for individuals and organizations in our community that's instilled by the government that don't bite the hand that feeds you or criticize, so nobody wants to step forward in this. I don't want to see, nor do a lot of people in our community see Victoria or Ottawa dictate how we take care of those in need in our community. So I encourage people to voice their concerns to the mayor and councillor. Go on YouTube, type in Nanaimo Mayor, and you'll get a little gist of what this is all about. I would like to see the mayor and councilors take leadership in this initiative and do the right thing. Despite our differences in this community, we need to address this issue now as it pertains to what we're trying to do as a strategy for homeless in this community now and in the future.
Now, what makes you so sure that this change is required? Why are you so sure that this change in particular is required in Nanaimo specifically?
Well, again, too much of what's done in communities, and especially our community, is put forth by people that are not living in our community. By having the shelter the way it's been operational the last 3 years, you never know when it's opened. The criteria the last few years has been extreme. They say they have lessened that this year. They were on the same road as last year and the year before until people started voicing their concerns, and they've let the shelter be open this week, which is contrary to the way they've done it in the past. But is it just for this week, and once the attention goes away, it stops? If you're really genuine and concerned about having a homeless strategy in this community, then it begins at square one with addressing the homeless in our community now, not 3 years from now when you have low barrier housing in place.
Gordon Fuller, you wrote the following in a letter to the Nanaimo Daily News. Instead of providing space through a cold weather strategy, the city has chosen to take the extreme weather route. While the criteria for extreme has been relaxed, the shelter remains closed most nights, many not meeting the criteria and no less miserable than when it is open. Tell us more about that.
Well, part of the problem with the way they determine when this shelter is open is it's determined by people who do not live outside. my guess is most of them wouldn't even go camping out in the weather we have between October and April in Nanaimo. I firmly believe that these decisions need to be made by the homeless themselves as to when it's open and when it's not open, whether they're going to be there or whether or not they're not going to choose to be there. And by opening it between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. from the months of October through March, the homeless make that choice. It's not left up to any one, two, or three individuals. Most homeless people are quite rational for the better part of the time and can determine when they need to get out of the weather. Whereas, we don't even know if this is going to be open tonight. And the weather right now isn't too bad. And if they're using weather forecasts to determine when to open it, well, those things can change almost instantly. We could have a snowfall blow in at 8 o'clock tonight and no extreme shelter. And trying to get the word out to people is extremely hard. I'm on their email list, and I haven't heard anything since the 5th as to whether it's open or not. So,
now, Rich Coleman, who is the minister responsible for housing in the current BC government, said the following about extreme weather shelters on November 19th. These extra spaces are available primarily through the efforts of community groups and dedicated people who care deeply about their communities. The province provides the funding to have these spaces available when our weather is at its worst. Community volunteers ensure homeless people have a warm, safe place to stay.
Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter is operated by First Unitarian Fellowship on Townsite Road. I stopped by the shelter earlier this week and spoke with Rob Stewart, who provides leadership for the initiative through the fellowship's Social Responsibility Committee. It's clear that this response to homelessness in Nanaimo is community-based and almost entirely volunteer-driven. Do you think you're being too critical of these efforts, Wallace?
No. For the first couple of years, they said funding was the issue, and this year Mr. Horn and others stated that it had nothing to do with funding. This approach of making it difficult for those that are on the street as if it'll deter them and move them on to another community is not working. These are people first in our community, and as elected officials of the community, they're not only here to govern, but they're here to protect, and especially protect the vulnerable in our community. This needs to be a shelter that's open throughout the winter months on a short-term basis over the next few years until low barrier housing and other programs are instituted in this community.
Gordon Fuller.
Yeah, I totally agree with Wallace on this, and I actually agree with Wallace on most things. I've been pushing these issues. I used to run the emergency shelter in Nanaimo and actually got fired for being vocal on behalf of the homeless. So I've been at this for quite a number of years. And when we have government making these determinations, government doesn't always get it right. Now, I talk to a number of our city councillors, and I'm in contact with people quite frequently in the community, and I think they all really want to do the right thing, so now would be the time to step up. You know, let's not wait till next year. Let's not say, well, let's keep things going as a status quo for this year, and we'll revisit it. Let's do it now, because if money isn't the factor, the Unitarian Church do a great job, have quite a number of volunteers. And like I say, if that thing is open every night and the homeless choose not to come, at least you're not funding empty space for the sake of funding empty space.
Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter is also the lowest barrier shelter in the community, and in that sense, it's considered a harm reduction initiative. It operates in an area with businesses, apartment buildings, homes, and a school. Are you suggesting that the shelter needs to be open 24/7? And if that were the case, who would staff it? And what might the impact on the neighborhood be? And very briefly, because we're kind of short on time, Gordon.
No, it shouldn't be open 24/7. That, in effect, becomes another emergency shelter. We have enough formal shelter beds in this community. What we need is cold weather beds until housing becomes available.
Thanks. And Wallace?
Yeah, again, like I stated at the first of the show, no, I don't want it 24/7. I would love to have it, but no, the Unitarian does a great job. The neighborhood supports it the way it's operating from 7 at night to 7 in the morning, and I'd like to see that carried out throughout the winter every night.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at choy.ca.
British Columbia's Extreme Weather Response Program provides more than 1,400 spaces in 34 communities to homeless people when their health and safety is threatened during periods of winter weather. The extreme weather spaces supplement the permanent year-round beds in 33 communities that are funded through what is called the Emergency Shelter Program. Most permanent shelters in BC are now open 24/7 and provide three meals a day, along with outreach services that provide referrals and assistance with a range of health issues.
Local communities themselves decide what conditions warrant an extreme weather alert, when to open extreme weather shelters, and how many spaces to make available, depending on the capacity of existing shelters and the estimated need. In Nanaimo, the protocol for opening the extreme weather shelter on Townsite Road is a temperature of 0 degrees Celsius or a temperature at or near 2 degrees Celsius with significant precipitation. There seems to be some flexibility with that protocol, however, as Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter opened at 5 degrees Celsius earlier this week due to a wind warning that was issued by Environment Canada.
Community activist Wallace Millay and Gordon Fuller, who is a former candidate for Nanaimo City Council, have criticized Nanaimo's strategies for responding to homelessness in the community. They're in the studio with us today.
I visited Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter earlier this week and spoke with Rob Stewart, who provides leadership for the initiative through the Fellowship Social Responsibility Committee. Rob told me that through the Streets to Homes model, or Housing First, which guides the city of Nanaimo's response to homelessness, the need for extreme weather shelters will eventually be eliminated as more permanent housing becomes available for all people who are currently homeless. Gordon Fuller, in your recent letter to the Nanaimo Daily News, you wrote, "Nanaimo's response to homelessness action plan is on paper very comprehensive and people should support it. Despite this and the hard work of many in the community, Nanaimo is still failing the most entrenched and hardest to house homeless. What isn't being done?"
In my opinion, what's not being done is we don't have rent subsidies for people. Now, these were called to come into play between 2008 and 2009. And a rent subsidy would take that initial $375 you can get off of income assistance, tack on to that $100, $200 a month to get a person into clean, safe housing. And that can be done almost immediately when the housing is available. In that aspect, you're not waiting for new builds. You're not waiting 2 or 3 years to have places in place. You're actually providing people with those places through rent subsidies. And we know that by housing someone, the government is going to save thousands a year immediately upon housing them, because once they're in that safe environment, they're not accessing many of the more expensive services in the community as often, such as hospitals. They're not being involved in the justice system as often, and so on. So the money is almost immediate. It's a no-brainer, and we really need to get these in place.
You pointed out that funding was not received from the federal government for rent subsidies, and I'm wondering if you could just clarify me, how do you propose the city of Nanaimo fund rent subsidies?
Well, I wasn't proposing the city fund them. However, the city could fund them. We have a housing legacy reserve fund, which is quite pitiful in my opinion, and really needs to be revisited to see how we can increase that. However, if the city was to allocate $50,000 over the next couple of years, each year, out of that fund, that would allow for quite a number of rent subsidies that outreach workers could access to get people into housing almost immediately.
Wallace Millay, you're an activist with a focus on a range of social issues, including poverty and homelessness. What are your thoughts about Nanaimo's wider response to homelessness? Has there been any progresses?
Yes, I spent the last few years as a homeless outreach worker with the downtown team here, and BC Housing provided us with subsidies, rent subsidies. But there was a limit on them. The individuals that were put on those subsidies, the majority of them are still housed and doing quite successful over the last couple of years. So this model has worked and continues to work. Part of the problem with the ACT team in town right now compared to the other ACT teams on the island and the mainland is that BC Housing doesn't provide a rent subsidy, so this is something that they're battling with. It proves to be a workable thing, and it's something that can be done now, not 2 or 3 years down the road.
We have just a few moments left in our discussion today, and I'm wondering if you'd like to add anything else. Gordon Fuller.
Well, I really think people need to speak out. It shouldn't be up to myself and Wallace to be doing the majority of voicing our opinions. You know, people need to get behind the housing strategy, and they need to push all levels of government to get involved. I'm hoping with the next round of federal funding that the federal government may have relaxed their criteria, and we may be able to access some rent subsidies through the money coming forward this year. That's a hope.
Wallace Millay.
Yeah, if the mayor and council and others in this community are really sincere about the housing initiative here, have the winter shelter open from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. And I urge all people in this community to support and encourage the mayor and council to take this approach and voice your concerns.
Thanks to both of you guys for coming in and talking about this with us today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wallace Millay is a community activist in Nanaimo. You can find him online at wmalay.blogspot.com. Gordon Fuller is a former candidate for Nanaimo's City Council. He's the current chairperson of Nanaimo's 710 Club. You can find the 710 Club online at nanaimo710club.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.